Okay, good morning, Gemach Sim Teva, good Penchiot, everyone. This past week was the first daf in the second parak, daf Chafal from Seches Pesachim, the learning. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Shor Shemut Lechel Ma'achel. I think more discusses this part of the Mishnah we had already before. Libram Dafi Gimel, so we could put it together and remind us, right, what we had talked about this. Kol Shosh Mutal Lechel Ma'achel. Let's even remind ourselves of the Mishnah and Dafi Rao, I believe. The Mishnah discussed over here as far as his manim. Get out from the base. And then this Mishnah over here. The Meir Omer Oichlin Kol Chomesh Risofim B'tchil HaSheish. As we discussed in the past, Midraisa Acholak that the Isser Chometz, which is Isser Achila, Isser Hano, starts after 6 hours, 7th hour of the day. Anything before that is drabonon. But Meir says oichlin kol chomesh v'sofim betchila sheish. But Meir's sheet is that the din drabonon, the issue that drabonon instituted, starts 1 hour before the 6th hour. Till that time, everything's okay. You could even eat oichlin kol chomesh. Oichlin kol chomesh. One is permitted even to eat chometz the 5th hour of the day. And the beginning of the 6th hour, right, that's when Chazal instituted their Isser. That's the Isser Hano. And that's Chomes have to be burnt then. Rabbi Huda Oimer, Rabbi Huda says, Oichlin Kol Arba. Rabbi Huda says, no, things back up a little bit. Oichlin Kol Arba. This that one may eat is the 4th hour. V'tolin Kol Chomesh. The 5th hour, toilin, that means that there's an Isser Achil in the 5th hour. However, toilin, we don't burn it because one may still have Hanoah from the Chometz. Yosef Metchil HaShish, and the Isser Hanoah on Chometz starts in the 6th hour. So Rabbi Huda, his sheet over here, what he was Mechadish is that even before the Isser Hano, which is the 6th hour, there is an Isser Achila during the 5th hour. To eat it, you can. I know you could have, but to eat it, you can't. Right. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. And at the end of the Mishnah, we have a third sheet over here. You see towards the Rav Gamliel by the star, the last 2 lines of the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel Omer, Cholin necholin kol arba, v'tshum toch kol chomesh. Rav Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, this that there's an Isser Achila during the 5th hour already. But what he says over here is that the Isser Achila only applies to Chulin. Chulin Nechon Kol Arba. Only Chulin is limited to be eaten only the 4th hour. When the 5th hour comes, you can't eat Chulin anymore. However, Shuma Kol Chomesh. But Shuma may be eaten during the 5th hour. That 5th hour, when it's Mutet Hav Hano, Shuma may be eaten. Right? We don't want to cause truma to be destroyed unnecessarily, and therefore the truma's mutter to be eaten calls man one may have hanoah from. Okay, these are the three sheetas that we have over here. Okay, now coming to our Mishnah, let's try to hear what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says kol shosh mutter lechol ma'achol. Kol shosh mutter lechol, during the time hour that it's mutter to eat. Ma'achil, one may feed, l'behem l'chai l'oifis, one may, these different forms of hanoah, right? One may have hanoah by feeding it to his behemah, to the chaya, to oifis, u'moichil l'nochri, sell to go, and what about hanoah say? He may have hanoah, right? We're going to discuss it all while the Mishnah is elaborating, but for our purposes over here, the Mishnah is saying that as long as when you let it eat it, you may have hanoah from it, right? Which that statement itself seems to be pretty simple. I mean, of course, if you're eating it, you're having enough of it, right? So Rashi right away tells us, L'diyuka itzrich. You see that first Rashi, Kol shosh mut lechel maichel. Rashi says, L'diyuka itzrich. This, what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, really is for what we could derive from what the Mishnah is saying. The Sedek, that we should be medayik, we should derive from this, Ha mishosh she'ena mutter lechel, ene mutter lehachel. That at a time that you can't eat anymore, that already then is the Issa Hano. Right, which the Mishnah would seem to imply that the Issa Achila and Hano come at the same time, meaning that there's no point in time where it's also to eat, but one may have Hano. When it becomes also to eat, it's also to be an anathemis. And if you remember the sheets that we just discussed in the Mishnah, that will be Rav Meir's sheet. Rav Meir says that Oichim Kol Chomish, Sofer Mitchil HaSheish, that the first point of time where there's an Isser Drabonon is in the sixth hour, that's when it's also Hano. So it comes together, the time that you can't eat it, you can't have Hano from it. Before that, during the fifth hour, you can even eat it. So this is what the Gemara right away, we'll jump to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol sho shemutu lechel maichel, ha kol sho she'ene mutu lechel, ene maichel. The Gemara makes this deek, and this is what Rashi told us in the Mishnah, that the point in the Mishnah is for us to make the deek, that sho she'ene mutu lechel, ene maichel, that at a point of time that you can't eat it, that's when you can't feed it, you can't have hano either. Lema masnis nidlek Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Gemara says, this Mishnah would seem to be to imply that this Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah over here, is being seisim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, for were it to be Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ika chamish, de'ena oichel ma'ichel. During Rabbi Yehuda, you have the fifth hour where it's split, the two things. There's an Issa Achila, but you have Hano. This is not a Meraimer, the Mishnah we just saw. Meraimer, oichlen kol chamish. Meir says that one may eat all the way up to the sixth hour. And the sixth hour, that's sorfim, is inside the Isahano. Reb Huda Oimer, Oichen Kol Arba, V'Tochen Kol Chomesh, V'Sorfim Tchila Sheish. Reb Huda Shita, Reb Huda says that during the fifth hour, there's an Isra Achil, that's what the Toilin is. We don't burn it because you still could have Hano. But you can't eat it already during the fifth hour. So this is when we're saying that lema masnis and like Rabbi Yehuda, right? It would seem to be that Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So nothing more answers back and says, okay, granted, but who do you suggest that the Mishnah should be? Ve'elamai Reb Meir. The Gemara says, so who's the Tana of this Mishnah? You seem to be suggesting that it's Rabbi Meir. Well, there's a slight problem with that also. Hi, kol shoshem mutter lechel maichil. This that the Mishnah says. The Mishnah uses the following nusach, right? Following way of speaking, kol shoshem mutter lechel maichil. Why did he talk like that? Kol shoshem oichel maichil miboyle. The Mishnah, the Gemara right over here picks up on a nuance. In the way the Mishnah expresses it, right? It's not that the Mishnah is talking about two different things, because the Mishnah is kol shosh mutter lechol maichel. The Mishnah should have talked in the same tense terms. The Mishnah should have said kol shosh oichel maichel. As long as you eat it, you may have Hano. Why is the Mishnah changing? Kol shoshem mutter lechol maichel. It would seem to be that the Mishnah seems to be maybe implying something a little bit different. So that's the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Ula masnisin Rav Gamlieli. Rabba Bar Ula explains this deek that the Gemara made right now, why the Tana didn't say, Kol Shah she'oichel ma'ichel. Because the Tana doesn't really hold like that, because it's not Reb Meir. If it was Reb Meir, then the Mishnah would have said, calls man she'oichel ma'ichel. It goes hand in hand, right? At a time that you could that you could eat, that's when you have it's mutar b'hanoah. When it's asur to eat, you can't have hanoah. They go hand in hand. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah talks about kol mashem mutar le'achol ma'achol. So the reason for that is because the Tana is Rav Gamliel, actually Rav Gamliel. Omar Rabba bar Ulam asis Rav Gamliel he the snan. We saw that's the third sheet in that Mishnah. Yamil's shita is that actually it does not go hand in hand. There isn't Isra Achila already on the fifth hour at a time where it's mutter to have Hano. The only difference that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, differently than Rabbi Yehuda is that he says that Shrumo could still be eaten during the fifth hour. That's what he says. Zakti Gemara, our Mishnah is Rav Gamliel, and the Gemara now goes to explain how you read the Mishnah. V'hochi ka'oma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol shosh mutar lechol kohen b'truma, Yisrael ma'echel chulun b'hemel l'chay lo'ifis. The Gemara tells us that the reason why the Mishnah changed the usage of the words is because we're actually talking about two different things. We're not talking to you, Yisrael, kol shosh mutar lechol. Right? We're not talking to you when you could eat, then you can have hanoah. Actually, that's not true. Because at a time that you can't eat, you still could have hanoah. Right? Yisroel, as far as Achilas Chun is concerned, that's what the Yisroel were referring to. That there's an Isra Achila during the fifth hour, even though you could have hanoah. What the Mishnah is saying over here is, Kol Shoshim Mutar Lechol is referring to any time when it's mutter for someone else to eat, right? It means calls mind that there exists a heter achila on some kind of food. That refers to the heter achila on shuma, ma'echel. Right? That's what Mishnah is coming to say. Mishnah is coming to say this din that when there's a heter to eat shuma, that's during that fifth hour. There's no iser hano. Sanoa first comes later. So even though you can't, the Yisrael can't eat chulin can't be eaten by anyone really, Yisrael, right? But chulin can't be eaten during this time. Zokta Mishnah, nevertheless, that it's a time that something could be eaten, shruma could be eaten. So at this, therefore at this time there's no Isser Hano. Right? You're allowed to be Nana. That's what the Gemara seems to come out. The Mishnah is Rav Gamliel, right? We'll see. Remember the Tesis before in the Afi Gimel. It wasn't so sure whether the Gemara definitely is coming out on Gamliel, right? Maybe the Gemara is just offering another passage. The Gemara is Supik, who it is. But keep sure that the Gemara sounds like that the Mishnah is saying that the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a star Mishnah like Rav Gamliel, right? Which leads us to the question, which really the Gemara in the Afi Gimel handles already. The Gemara paskins on that Gimel like Rabbi Yehuda, right? And on that the Gemara asked the question that well, what about this Mishnah? This is a Stam Mishnah, Right? Machalik is Achir. Stam maybe according to the rules, but it's a Stam Mishnah. Shouldn't we be paskining like this Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kind of Nachi Gimel. Maybe we'll get back to that. Okay, let's just fill in the Rashi's over here in our sugya. Zoktrak, the first Rashi, right on the Gemara. Kol shosho oichel, ma'echel, miboyle. At this point, Rashi is telling us the Gemara's question, how the Mishnah is not fully accurate in expressing Reb Meir's shita. Because kol shosho oichel, ma'echel, miboyle. The Mishnah should say, kol shosho oichel, as long as you're allowed to eat, you can have a no. That's what the Mishnah should say. But now that the Tana of a Mishnah, he chose to use two different lashonis, mutar lechel and maichel. Mashma, it would seem to imply atrei gavri koi, that referring to two different types of people over here. And that's what the Gemara continues by saying that it's from Gamliel, and you're right, we're talking Yisrael and Kayin. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about when it calls Manasmuth for Kayin to eat Shuma, and then Yisrael could have Hano. Okay, the second half of this Rashi asks the question how we could possibly explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll leave that for now. Okay? But this is the Gemara's Dik. Let's jump to the next Rashi. Ela hochi ka'omar kol sho. So Rashi, sheyesh heter l'shum odom lechol. This is what Mishnah means to say. This is how you read the Mishnah. Kol sho shemut lechol means that at a point of time where there exists some kind of heter achila on some form of chametz, ma'echol, then everyone has a heter to be nena from the chametz. Yeah, that Rashi goes. Elochikam kol shosh yesh hetel l'shum adam lechol. Then Michael af ha'oser lechol. Even the person who he himself doesn't have any heter, he could be Michael lebehemta. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara over here. Now let's just mention a question that Marshall raises over here. Rashi makes a point really based on the Gemara. The Gemara right away makes a diuk. Right? Rashi tells us a little stronger that the whole Mishnah is l'diyuka. Because if you read the Mishnah as it says, it's not telling me anything. The Mishnah, as the Mishnah reads, at a time when one may eat chametz, he also may have hano. Right? I mean, that's obviously very simple. Right? I mean, if you're eating, you're having hano. It's inclusive. Right? So that's what Rashi tells us right away in the Mishnah, that l'diyuka itzrich, that many times our Tana will tell us a halacha, that the point that he's coming to tell us is not actually what he says, but what could be inferred from what he says. That's what Rashi says. L'diyuka itzrich, that we're not coming to tell you over here that at a time that you could eat, you could be nena. That's simple. And the point of the Mishnah is that when you can't eat anymore, you can't be nena. The Isser Hano and Achila come together. That's what Rashi speaks at. This Ha Mishosh Eina Muta Lechel Eina Muta V'Hachel. At a point that you can't eat, you can't have Hano. Meaning to say that the Isser Achila and Isser Hano go hand in hand. Now, what we have to work out over here is that true at the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara was taking the Mishnah literally, thinking that the Mishnah was Reb Meir, right? That's what the Mishnah was saying. So that's true. That's a good point that you can't take the Mishnah as it says because it's not saying any Chiddush at all, right? But let's think over here. After the Gemara says that the Mishnah is Reb Gamliel, right? Hachi Kamar in the Gemara. So how does the Mishnah read now? The Mishnah says, Kol Shosh Mutu Lecho. Well, we're talking to this Yisrael over here, let's say, right? Or we're talking concerning Chulin. And we're saying like this, that even though right now Chulin is a time cannot be eaten, right? You're right now in the fifth hour. You can't eat Chulin. Zok the Mishnah, but it's a time that Chometz could be eaten because Chuma could be eaten by Kohen. Kol shosh mutu lechol, at a point of time that a kohen could eat truma. So even though right now chulin can't be eaten, zok the Mishnah, Michael, one may have anoa from chulin. So according to this, the Mishnah is telling me something, right? It's not something simple anymore. The Mishnah is saying that even though chulin can't be eaten at this time, nevertheless, one may have anoa from chulin at a point, as long as some form of chametz may be eaten, which is truma. So l'chora, according to the way the Gemara comes out, it wouldn't be necessary to say that the whole Mishnah is only the diyuka. It's only from what could be inferred, because according to the way the Gemara comes out, the Gemara is the positive statement that the Tana is telling me is something which is necessary for him to say. It's not simple. Meaning, see, if we were talking about all the same type of food, and we're saying that when one may eat this type of food, he also may have hanor from it. Well, that's obviously simple, right? But now we're talking about two different things. We're talking about, talking to Yisroel, we're talking about chulin. At this point in time right now, chulin may not be, right? We're saying, even though you can't eat your chulin, but since at this time a kohen, at this moment, during this hour, a kohen can eat truma, so therefore you may have hanor from your chulin. Okay, fine. So that's telling me a necessary halacha over here. And it's not pshita anymore. So therefore the question one might raise is that Rashi on the Mishnah, which tells us to the Yuka, is this Rashi even talking according to the final maskana of the Gemara or not? Right? The Chora, according to maskana of the Gemara, Rashi doesn't have to say what he's saying. Because according to maskana, like we just spoke out, the Mishnah is telling me something which is necessary to say. The Mishnah is saying, even though you can't eat your chulin, but you still may have hanor from it. That's the question that the Masha raises over here. Right? Now, we know that many times Rashi, the flat on a Mishnah, would say something according to the Havamini of the Gemara. Many times the Mefarshim tell us that. And therefore, in a Chanami, at Maskana, it doesn't, what he's saying doesn't necessarily have to last. But this is a point that Masha raises over here. You could quickly turn to Masha, you can appreciate the Ha'or that Masha raises in the Rashi. Right? If you're following good through the Cheshbon HaGemara, the calculations of the Gemara, how the Gemara comes out, that's a question that could be raised. You see the very first Masha in the second paragraph. You see Bepirush Rashi? You see where it is? Yeah. Right? Okay, now this Masha, as many Mashas, doesn't always openly ask the question. Right? Now he's like sort of on his way to answering. You have to figure out what he's asking. But let's see if we could do that. Right, in that Rashi tells us the rest of the Rashi, I can't show you. Masha says, "Vafilu lemay demasik," even according to the Maskana Sagemora, which is Kol Shoshimut Lechel Koyim Betruma Yisrael Meichel, even according to Maskana Sagemora. Right, so this is what the Masha really is asking. Right. Without openly asking it, this is what Masha is heading at. Masha is saying that you might think that what Rashi is saying over here is only applicable for the Havamini Gemara, that the Mishnah is Remeir. Then it's not necessary for the Tanna to tell us that when you eat, you could have Anah, obviously. But Maskanas HaGemara, maybe that Rashi wouldn't stand. The Rashi is only being Mefarish according to the Havamini. And that Masha says no. Even Maskanas HaGemara, there's room for us to accept what Rashi is saying, that it's l'diyuka. If maskana lo itzrich loze lemisn l'gufei, it's not necessary for the Tanna to tell us for itself. Ilav l'diyuka, if not for a diyuk. Why? Masha says dimisvora, because Masha says no. It is simple. It is simple. It's something that one could arrive at this conclusion using his own svora. Dimisvora. Loigora Bemas Yisroel, the Sfora would tell me that Bemas Yisroel, which is the Meichel, right, the Hanor that we're talking about, right, feeding the food to the Yisroel. The Misvora Loigora Bemas Yisroel, that Sfora tells me that it's not any worse. Loigora, it's not any worse. Bemas Yisroel, to lay have a rak Hanor ba'almo me'achilas koyin, not any worse than achilas koyin. It's a svar, Masha says. That means like this, that Masha is saying that this Rashi even applies according to the way the Maskana at the Mishnah is in Gamliel. And what the Mishnah is saying is that at a point in time when a Kohen could eat, you could give your animal. Masha says that Rashi over there is also telling us that the Mishnah is the Yuka also to tell us actually when it's Asr. Because to tell me that it's Mutter, that's also something that I could have derived with my own Sfora. The Sfora tells me that my animal eating it, meaning my Hanoah, shouldn't be any worse than Achilas Koyin. And if there's a point of time where we allow a kohen to eat it. So it's Svara tells me that definitely I could have hanoah from it at that point in time. Therefore, the Mishnah, like Rashi says, is not coming for its own legufei, and it's coming for the diik of the Isser. Okay, that's the first point that the Mashal makes over here, right? Maybe we might not have thought of that agree with that Svara so fast, right? We can think about whether we it's so simple what he's saying. The Mashal is telling us that Rashi has a question over here, basically. Rashi says that what Mishnah is saying is simple. I don't need a Mishnah telling it, right? I would arrive at the same conclusion by myself. So the Mashal is saying is that that's true at the onset of the Gemara when you think the Mishnah is a mayor and the Mishnah is coming, and what the Mishnah would be saying is that when you could eat, you could be nana, right? So that's simple. That follows. But what about Maskonas HaGemara? When the Gemara comes out, the Mishnah is Ram Leo. And the Mishnah is saying, even though you can't eat, the Mishnah is saying that since a kohen could eat, yeah, right? So you could, at that point in time, you could give your animal to eat. Mashal says that's also something that misvara I could come on my own, and therefore the Rashi, which says l'yuka also, is not limited just to the havmin the Gemara, but even according to the maskonas haGemara, Rashi is saying what he's saying. That the Tana is coming mainly to tell us the diik, the iser, rather than the heter. Okay, that's what the Mashal says over here.
That too is simple,
right? This is okay. The main point that we wanted to raise over here was the ha'ara, right? The point over here, right? The doubt had understand the Rashi, and we see that the Mashal over here tells us this far, right? We could talk about whether we would have thought what the Mashal says. Right? The second part of Mashal, maybe we'll get to when we see the Gemara. Right? He raises a different point, which might be a chiddush. Let's just see over here quickly what we could talk about in the next piece of Gemara. Gemara goes further. Gemara says like this. Right? What does our Mishnah say? It says, it's mutl, you could be Meichel. When the Gemara talks about being Nene, it talks about feeding to different types of animals, right? Behema, chai, and oif. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, by the way, this is a very, very important piece of Gemara over here. It seems like an innocent piece of Gemara, but it's a very, very important piece of Gemara. The Rishonim talk a lot about this, and they take out important things from this piece of Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, why does the Tana have to elaborate behema, chai? This is the Gemara over here. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Lomali lemisn of behem. You see the first line on the word is ula ifis?
Yeah.
Right? Lomali lemisn of behem, lomali lemisn of chaya. Why is it necessary for the Tana to specifically point out a heter to a behema and to chaya? Wouldn't one be sufficient? We get the idea. Right? The point is that one may have an offering. Tzricha. Gemara says, no, it is necessary. It is necessary. That means if I only tell you one, I wouldn't know the other. Right? Now Gemara explains what the Tzricha says. If you told behema, if it would have only said behema, you can make a behema, I would say like this, the imishai rechazile, a behema, the way behema eats, if it doesn't consume everything, if it leaves over, it leaves it around, right? It doesn't take it to hide it. So the e mishayra, you're feeding to the animal over here, right? Erev Pesach, right? So on that Gemara says is that I would have thought that the heter to be meichel to the behemoth, of course hano is mutter, but there's a different issue over here, right? Hano as far as hano aspect, right? No, didn't mean a behemoth nechayet. But I would have thought that there's something else to deal with over here. What's going to be with the leftovers? Right? So the Gemara says as follows: by behema, the mishayra chazileh behema, the way behema eats, if he leaves something over, chazileh, he leaves his leftovers right where it is in the open. So chazileh, person will see it and he'll be able to, he'll know where it is in order to get rid of it, right? To burn it at the shas beer. Aval chayim, the imishayra komatz nolo, but chayim, certain chayis, that if they leave over food, komatz no lo, they hide it, they take it with them and they hide it. Emoloi, so that could present a problem for us. through this that the animal is hiding it. Right? And we'll still have to talk about in a minute what the problem is. But this is Trich Gemara saying. Right? Gemara is saying the reason why the Tana is speaking out that one may give to his Behemah and to his Chaya, because I would have thought if it only said Behemah, I wouldn't be so sure that he could give to his Chaya. Of course, the Hano that he's having by giving to the Chaya, that of course is the same. Right? That's not the Chiddush. But what I might have thought was that maybe you can't feed to your Chaya because you're causing yourself a problem, because being that a chayim, the derech is for it to hide its leftover food. So if you're going to give your chayim food, chometz, on Erev Pesach, get yourself into trouble, it's going to hide it. Now, the Gemara we could have learned means that you're going to have chometz now, right? You're going to have a problem of chometz. There's a problem of Baal Yiro, Baal Yimotz, right? Right? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. I would have thought that that's the problem. Now, komash malon. So that's why the Tanna tells us that you could even feed to your chaya. What taka could you feed to your chaya? Right? What happened to the problem of bal yimotze? So you could possibly learn, like we'll see in a minute, in the next line in the Gemara, that maybe the Gemara itself is having a shach v'tarya as to whether or not the fact that chometz is hidden and it's not known where it is, are you over on bayi motzi for that? Right, we'll see in a minute. Taisus is going to be medayik from the next line of the Gemara. So at this point right now, right, we're offering a way of learning the Gemara. That the Gemara itself is having a shaka v'tarya in the iser of bal yimotze, meaning to say like this: if a chaya takes, you feed your chaya, then he takes it and he hides it someplace, so you don't know where it is, right? You don't know where it is. So, is there an iser bal yimotze on something where you don't know where to find it? Something which is, you know, which is hidden from you, but you know where it is. That definitely, that the Gemara told us that you're over by your motzi, right? You can't just hide your chometz and put something over it, right? And that's not going to take you out of the iser, right? That's the iser of by your motzi. But that's only if you know where it is. Let's say you don't know where it is, right? Because the chayit took it and dragged it someplace, and you have no idea where it is. Is someone over by your motzi on such a thing? So that could have been the shak v'tarya. Oh, we have the Gemara there. If the Tana wouldn't have told me Chaya, I would have thought that maybe Chaya, since the Chaya is Masna, it's a problem because of the Bal Yimotze, Komashmo. That's what the Tana specifically tells me then, to let me know that being that you don't know where it is, so there's no Bal Yimotze. So that's why you're safe. And now if you follow the next Gemara, Gemara says, okay, fine, so just tell me the din of Chaya. Right? And then I don't need to say Behema. This is in the next piece of Gemara. Gemara says, V'yashminon V'itana chaya. And if the Tana would have only said chaya, Mishum di'im mishayra mihos matzno. Now the Gemara sort of switches the tables over here, right? Gemara uses that same svara of hiding it and as a reason why it's mutter. Di'im mishayra mihos. It's matzna. If something is left over, it hides it. And that's a reason for a heter. For the behema, if one would feed the behema, it's possible that the behema will leave over. The person won't realize. Too busy Erev Pesach to think about it. And meanwhile, there's chometz which is openly noticeable if you would have been paying attention. And I'll be over the isra by yiro by yimotze. So I would think that maybe if the Tana would only say chaya, you could. That's because even if something left over, if the chaya is going to stash it away, right? Would seem to be Gemara that you're not over by motzi on that. But a behema, since it doesn't stash it away, and if something left over, it's there out in the open, and if you don't realize that the behema might have left something over, and you're thinking, you're assuming that it's going to be all eaten up, and you don't even bother looking over there, so then one could be over by motzi. That's why I would have thought that maybe it's not mutter for a person to feed to his behema. Again, not because of an iser hano, hano is mutter, but the problem is because by leaving, giving to a behema, you're setting yourself up for a possible problem of bayir al bayimotzer. Now we'll jump right away into the Tosfos since time is short over here. Look at the Tosfos, a third Tosfos. Right, this is in the second half of the Gemara over here. And Tosfos speaks this out clearly. And one is not over an iser of hiding chametz. Right, we learned in the Gemara before that if someone just hides his chametz, right, puts it, right, closes the cabinet, right, puts, you know, puts something on top of it. So he's still over the Isser Bayimotze. However, in this case, he won't be over in Bayimotze. Right? Tosfos says, V'ein over Mishum Bayimotze. If you give to a Chayim, and the Chayim hides it, he won't be over Bayimotze. You're not allowed to hide, right? Chometz. The Bayimotze nafkulon b'loyimotze. That had we know that one can't, right? The Pasuk says, loyirozim. So right? That's what we saw before. Fine. So, you know, you're covered. You shouldn't see it. How do you know that you can't hide it? We learn from the pasuk lo yimotze. Therefore, we're limited. The iser is limited to whatever the lo yimotze seems to imply. Tosfos says ve'ein zem motze, and chometz which a chaya dragged away and hit it someplace, but you don't know where it is. Ein zem motze kivin she'en yedei heichen hu, because you don't know where it is. Right? It's very important. This is the Tosfos that we mentioned once before at the beginning of the Masechta. At this Tosfos learns that if chometz is not yodua, chometz she'eni yodua, person doesn't know where chometz is in his house, so he's not over the iser bayi motzi. Right, bayi motzi is only chometz which is motzi, which you know where it is, it just happens to be covered now from the eye. But if you don't know where it is, you're not over bayi motzi. There's no iser. That's how Tosfos explains this Gemara over here. And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that that's why there will be an adifus, that there will be more of a reason to be matter chaya than behemo. Because if these two types of animals leave over chometz when you give them to eat erev Pesach, there's a bigger problem on the second half, the Gemara says, by behemo than of chaya. Because chaya, if anything's left over, right, they take it, they hide it later. It's hidden, so you're not over by yimotze. But a behemo, since they don't hide it, so what could possibly happen is the person is leyas kadaiti, doesn't realize, got the chometz out in the open, and he's over the iser by rov bayimotze by behema more so than of a chaya. Now Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara on the Avov. I think Kobe, we mentioned it as we were learning the Avov on Mashmois in Gemara. On the Avov also, that the Mor over there talks about the tzusugya of bittel. Right? Mor says even though a person makes a bedika, you have to make a bittel. Mor discusses over there why is it necessary if you're making a bedika. So you found what's the chometz over there that we're concerned that you have to make a bittel. So the Mor talks about possibly finding chometz if your bedika wasn't done so thoroughly, something got through. And the Gemara says over there, v'chimash kachle live to let. That's Tosfos brings the Gemara. Right? Why is it necessary to make the bittel already so far back at the time of the bedika? If the whole concern is you might find something, it's like fine. So when it happens, you worry about it. That's the Gemara. Well, why am I making the bittel now? That was the Gemara's question. V'chimash kachle live to let. When you find it, then you'll be mevatel. Tosfos takes out of that Gemara, mashma the chokamid loy mashgachas loy over b'bal yirod. Tosfos says that Gemara would seem to suggest that you're safe, right? Zok the Gemara, it's only necessary to mevatel once you encounter it, but before that, not. Even though you actually had, there was chometz in your house, right? But we're not concerned about that at all. Why? Because you don't know where it is. So, like Tosfos says, that's like we're seeing from this Gemara over here, that even though someone has chometz in his house, but if he doesn't know where it is to retrieve it, so that's not b'chlal yimotze. It's not motze b'yodcha. It's not something which you could retrieve. You know, you could get. Right, this is Taisu Shita. Right? And therefore, and that Taisu takes the out of this Gemara over here. That's how Taisu understands this Gemara. Let's just explain the second half of the Gemara. What's the Kamashma? The Gemara says that if the Tana would have only told me that you could be Meichel to a Chaya, I would think of Behema not. Because Behema is not Matsnia. Right? You have Chometz out, not open. So what's the Kamash Malon? Right? According to this, the Kamash Malon is that we're not concerned that the person is going to miss it. Right? And we can rely one of the two things. Either that the animal will eat the whole thing, and in the event that he doesn't, the person will notice the Chometz, and we will be confident that nothing, no problem will result from this. Right? That's the Kamash Malon. Right, so we'll learn like this now, at this point in the Gemara. We want to learn like this. There's a Shach V'Taya in the Gemara. The reason why the Tana had to speak out Behema and Chaya, because there might have been a reason to think that Chaya is worse than Behema, Behema is worse than Chaya. And there are reasons why one might have thought that you can't give Erev Pesach Chometz to a Chaya or a Behema. Right? So in Chaya, we're suggesting possibly the pshat in the Gemara over here is that there is a shach v'taya in that in itself what the din of Baal Yimotze is. The fact that the chometz is hidden, some people say, you don't know about it. Are you over Baal Yimotze for such a thing? Right? According to the Gemara, possibly the Gemara's havmina was, is that if you didn't say chaya, I would think you can't give to a chaya because the fact that the chaya hides the chometz. So showing, so you have a problem over there. You have a problem with the Baal Yimotze. Kamashma on the Tana that it's okay. Why is it okay? The Chai is still hiding it. The answer to that is that as the Mor continues, because there's no Isser Baal Yimotze on something that you don't know where it is, and that's why that's how the Gemara continues. That if it only said Chai, well, I would think Chai is okay, because like Tosis explains that there's no Isser Baal Yimotze if you don't know where it is, but Behema. Right, you're worse off because it's around, and if it gets by, then you're in trouble because the chametz is in the open.
But at the end of the day, it's mutter, right? In other words, the Mishnah is telling us both are mutter,
right?
Right. So at the end, the Mishnah is it concluding that?
Well, it's for two different reasons, right? Right. It's for two different reasons. The reason why Chaya is mutter, according to the Tosis is saying, is that even though Chaya, that we are, it is a possibility that it'll leave over. And however, the derech of the Chaya is that it hides it, so that's okay, right? You're safe with that, as far as the issue about Baal Yimotze is concerned. Right? That's why you could feed to your Chaya. Knowing that it might leave over, nevertheless, you're okay. Because what it's gonna do, and even though I won't be able to burn it, but where it is, it's in a place that I don't know about it. So it's not also for me.
But let me start off with Bobby. We know from the Achbar that if it does get hidden. Whether it's as I say, Tosos mi derabanan and it's also because Shema Yavol Lechol, and therefore you would have to do a bedika, right?
So I think what you're heading at is the next half of Tosfos,
okay,
right?
Sorry.
Right, which is very good, right? We'll get to that in a second, right? But we just wanna just mention over here that's this Gemara over here, right? This is more over here. Let's just quickly mention the Shitas HaRosh. If you remember, we had a Rosh before on Davov, actually. Yeah, he brought a Raya from a different poison Gemara. Okay, it's late, so we won't see it right now. But if you look at the Rosh over there on Davov, the Rosh Shita is that Chometz, the Isser of Baal Yimotze does include Chometz, which is any yadua, right? That's the Rosh says. And being that's so you have to know how to learn this Gemara over here. So the truth of the matter is that the Rosh really coming from the question that you're asking, and we'll see quickly in Taisus over here. Taisus brings the next part of Taisus is from the Rajbo. Even though it's true that one is not over the Ba'yiroya, what he's asking, Hiksha Harajbo, you see this part in Taisus? Hikshar lahach lechayo, shadak lahatmin, hotam perakamu. The Mishnah says, Masha Mishayach and Bitsina. That after a person makes the Bidika, you got to be careful that the chums that you found, put it in a place, in a good hiding place. Kedesh lo titel chuldo befonov, in order that a chuldo, a weasel, some kind of chai, shouldn't take it. Veitzorch bedika acharov. So Taisus is saying that the Mishnah says over there that a person has to be very careful to keep the chametz away from a chai which might take it and hide it someplace. If so, v'koshken sh'os litim b'fneim. Definitely you can't give it, right? This is what we're asking over here. That, I mean, however, whatever that din is based on, right, but this is a koshken. If the halacha is, you gotta be careful to keep the chametz that you found away from a chai. Definitely shouldn't be feeding it to them, and, right? So Taisfis makes a difference over here. So this makes a difference between different types of animals, what we're concerned about. Right? So this we have to see over here. What Taisus answers to this question. Right? Taisus says that it's two different types of animals, and what they do, or the problems, are two different problems. Right? This kind of problem is not going to happen with the chai that we're talking about. Right? That's the taste over there. Work that out. I just wanted to mention over here the Rosh. In the sugya over here, you see the Rosh learns the Gemara over here differently. Yeah, if you turn to the Rosh, the beginning of the Perek. You see, it being the second parak, here we could start from the. It is the fifth line down, being a line, b'kosher. You see where that is? Actually, the sixth line. Sorry, the sixth line down, b'kosher, being the. And he's going right over here on this point of the Gemara. You can feed to a chaya. Because even the master lehech yochol lahachila. This is Taisus's question. Rosh is asking. Since the chaya hides it, how can you give it to eat? Homele el mashim shayni chen mitzinish le tavichulo b'til b'fon v'itzal b'gachar v'koshen shleiten lo lechol v'itatni eyu. Taisus's question. I just said a little quickly, but that's what Taisus's question. The Rosh asks. Now, skip one line. Right? In answering this question, the Rosh is going to say a whole different way of understanding the Gemara over here, what the Gemara means to say. The Rosh says as follows. Vapirish Anochen, nearly, the proper pshat in the Gemara over here, to me, would seem as follows. O Michael b'hem l'chai l'oif, u hoimer aleihin ad sheyoichlam. You hear? When the Mishnah says over here that it's mutter to feed the behem chayin oif, this is provided that you're standing there and you're watching. Actually, until it's completely eaten. V'lo yalam ein av mehem, and you don't take your eyes off of them, actually yoichlam vivahim mishur, till they finish eating, and you get rid of what's left over. Right? That's the kavana of the Mishnah. Because in a chanami, right, you can't, like you're saying, from like what he's asking, you can't give it to an animal which could cause a problem. So definitely what the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that, right? We're just talking about the hano, but you have to stand there. If so, what's the Sri Chasan Gemara? So he says, Umas nisin het the hano of Hashmi'inan, right? And about the Iker Mishnah is coming from the Iker het the hano. You have to be careful to make sure that the animals, the chayah doesn't take it to hide it. V'hachi pirushay. And this is what the chiddush of the tzrichas and the gemara. The gemara talks about the itana behemah, the imishayra kachazila. Gemara said, if it just said behemah, if the animal leaves over, you could see it. The af in machmas tir the yal main of mehem. Even if it were to be that a person is busy, so you get distracted for a moment. Even if that were to happen, yach zevivai hamishuyer. But we don't have to be so concerned because he'll come back and he'll be mavar, he'll destroy what was left over. Talk a chosle, because he could see it. Whereas that of a chaya, right, were a person to be malam ayin for a minute, then the chaya could take it and hide it, and then he'll have a problem. That's how he explains this part of the Gemara. Now, what's the Kamash Malon on Chaya? So you look over here. Look in the Korban Nisana. You see, on the bottom over here, right, Ois Bey is the very first one over here, he says. Aval Chaya de Imishaira Masna Emeloi, Kamashmon, Loi Chashin Shayam Elev Mehosom. See, he learns that the Kamashmon is that we're not concerned that he's going to be distracted. Because the truth of the matter is that if he does and he takes it someplace else, then Hitaka has a problem, according to the Rosh Hashita. Right? Because that's a real problem, even though he doesn't know where it is, but problem. V'itono Chaya, Havamina Chaya, the Afim Machmas Tir the Yam Elev Mehem, Umishairi Mihos Matsnov Loyovar Abagiroi. Okay, now see this part over here, right? Actually, we have to see how this works out according to the Shita Sarosh. The Korban Nisano talks about this before on Daf. On the above, if you turn back to over here, in the first page, on one page, you see in Simon Tess, over here, see that vav in the Gemara, in the Rosh, you see where it is. First column is a Tess over there by that vav on base. Yeah. Oh, you have a little different surah. You see what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the Rosh over there. Here, we'll just read these words. You see, there's an ois gimel in the Rosh? Right? A bracketed gimel? Right. V'oiver lov ba yiroa. Right? V'afal pisha in a roya, even though he doesn't see. D'haloik siv lo yisira chomets. Ela lo yiroa. Mashma lo yehelecha chomets. You can't have chomets. V'mokim haroi l'ri'iya. A place where it's possible to see. V'afal pisha in yodea shehem v'beisai. Even though you don't know it's in your house, mikom mokom bal yiroh iko. Right, this is where the Rosh over here speaks at the Shita, arguing on that Tosfos that even if you don't know where they are, nevertheless there's an issur even by yiroh. He says on such a thing. Now over here, if we could find this, you see the Korban Nisano over here talks about. Ar Gemara, an Ois Gimel. You see where that is? On the bottom over there, Korban Nisano, Ois Gimel, Va'oiver. Would you have that over there?
No, I'll find it
eventually. Let's see, Korban Nisano. Is this a Gimel? I can't see so good.
Yes, a Dalad.
Okay, yeah, it's right. It's a long one. Here's Gimel here, Va'oiver, right over here.
Okay, take it.
Okay. Right. V'hoda amin reish perek hol show. He asked the question over here. Yash min echaim vishun demas nolom. If you'll ask the question, Tosis is raya. The beginning you saw that. The Mar says, chaya, it hides it, you're safe. This is saying just the opposite. It contradicts this Rosh. V'hoda amin reish perek hol show. Yash min echaim vishun demas nolom. Uma mahani. Was it help im yisos b'mistor and mikom makom ha'efiv abayirah? According to this Rosh, right? Tais over there says that you see from that Gemara that if you know where it is, you're safe. But this Rosh over here says that you're still over. So what does the Gemara mean over there? Right? How's the Rosh going to explain that Gemara? So on that, he says, Hasam ayri shehu oimid aleim atche yoichlem. Right? So the Commerce House says, well, the Rosh told us that Gemara over there is actually talking about that sh'oimid aleim atche yoichlem v'layal me'enov mehem. Ad sheyechul v'yivay hem shuyer, k'mesh kos rabbein on perek beis. Right, he refers to the Rosh that we just saw. V'ayin shom heich mefarish atzvichaso, and look over there how the Rosh explains atzvichaso. The ka'omar ha'talmud fine. Now. See, the truth is, this much we still need how to understand the Gemara, right? What the Gemara says, that if it would say Chaya Mishum Dematzno, right? But that still needs explanation. How is that helping me over there? True that the Gemara is saying that he's Emi V'rayehu, right? Mm-hmm. But that should be the answer, right? Why it's okay. And if that's true, why is Behem any different? Right? How is the Gemara... Right, this we haven't yet seen, and I thought over here he explained a little better, but this we still have to know that according to the Rosh, what does the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara says that since that he's masking it, he's hiding it, right? That doesn't help. Like he's asking over here, it's not going to help us at all. Right, so what is the heter? See, in the first half of the Gemara. Right, the Kol Mispal told us that Kmashmon is that we're not concerned that that's going to happen. Fine, if you're not concerned that's going to happen, okay, that's good. But if you're not concerned that it's going to be left over, then there's really no difference between Chayim and Behema. Right? But so that's why the Gemara, when the Gemara is speaking out this Shvichasa, the Gemara is saying, has to say something which is what you have by Chayim better than that of Behema. Right? The Matzah. So what's the Matzah? So that question is not really answered over here. Right? So we have to be ma'ayin to see how the Rosh answers that. But this is the machlokes, right, that the Mefarshim take out between the Rosh and Tosfos by Chomet she'eni yadua, whether there's an Isser deraisa on such a thing, or the fact that you don't know where it is, that's not included at all in the din of Ba'yiro and Ba'yimotze. Okay.